Amen and amen. All right. Wonderful. Sit down for a few minutes. All right. I'm going to run us through a song. It says, Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be. And then all of my plans, my ambitions, my hopes, I surrender these into your hands. For it is only in your will that I am free. For it is only in your will that I am free. So Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be. So it's a song of surrender. It's a song where we are yielding to the Lord and trusting our lives, our ambitions, our hopes, and our plans into His hands. As this year ends, and as we step into a new year, we want to rededicate our lives unto the Lord. And I believe that God will answer our prayer as lifted up in this song. Hallelujah. It runs like this. Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be. Can we try that? Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be. The next one says, all my ambitions, all of my ambitions, hopes and plans, I surrender thee into your hands. Can we do that one again? All of my ambitions, all of my ambitions, hopes and plans, I surrender these into your hands. Let's join all together from the top. Jesus, all for Jesus. Jesus, all for Jesus. Ambitions, let's tell him, all of my ambitions, hopes and plans, I surrender these into your hands. Then the last part of the song says, for it's only your will that I am free, for it's only in your will that I am. Let's do that again. For it's only in your will that I am free. Can you sing that part again? For it's only in your will that I am free. Do it one more time, same part again. For it's only in your will that I am free.
am free. Then the second part of it says same thing. For it's only in. Then you step up with it. Your will that I am free. Then we go back to Jesus. Jesus. All for Jesus. All I am and have. All I am and have. And never hope to be. Let's run through it from the very top again. Quite simple. Jesus. All for Jesus. All I am and have. And never hope to be. All of my ambitions, Lord. All of my ambitions, hopes and plans, I surrender these into your hands. For it is only, Lord, for it's only in your will. For it's only in you take it higher. Your will that I am. Do that again. For it's only. For it's only in your will that I am free. The next one goes higher. For it's only in, and this is where it goes. Your will that I am. Back to Jesus, all for Jesus. Jesus. All for Jesus. All I am and have. And never hope to be.
You know, my friends, you've heard me say it many times, over and over again, that the best place for us to be is where? Where? In the presence of the Lord, but also in the will of God. All right? Usually when I make that statement, the best place for us to be, then the next thing that should come must be in the will of God. That's the best place for us to be. Because if we function within the boundaries, within the confines, within the limits of God's will, we are assured safety. We are assured security. We are assured blessings. We are assured well-being. So one of the prayers that constantly we must pray is that the will of God for our lives will be done. What it means is that we must get to a place where we surrender our ambitions, our hopes, and our plans to Him. And we should be able to say, like the Lord Jesus said, "Not my will, but your will be done." Sometimes talk about pursuing the will of God for our lives frightens us. It scares us. Because there's the feeling that if I am to follow and pursue the will of God for my life, the price I have to pay to be able to do that may be more than I can bear. But we must always recognize that it is more costly for us to operate outside God's will. So one of the prayers that we must constantly pray is that the Holy Spirit should help us to yield to the will of God. That He will stir up within us a certain willingness from within to pursue the will of God for our lives. Hallelujah. Let's run through the song again.
Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be, all of my ambitions, all of my ambitions, hopes and plans, I surrender these into your hand.
For it is only, Lord,
for it's only in your will that I am free.
Jesus,
Jesus, all for Jesus,
let's end it,
all I am and have and ever hope to be.
Hallelujah. You know, tonight I'm going to let us pray. All right, but before we do that, I wanted us to run through a couple of songs that are connected to what we're going to be praying about. And there's another song that I want us to minister to the Lord. It says that all that I am, all that I have, I laid them down before you, O Lord. All my regrets, all my acclaim, the joy and the pain, I am making them yours. Then the chorus says, Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Then, Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you. As a pleasing sacrifice, Lord, I offer you my life. Hallelujah. So it runs like this.
All that I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you, O Lord. All my regrets, all my acclaims, the joy and the pain, I'm making them yours.
Let's take it again. All that I am, from the very top we go.
All that I am, all that I have, I lay them down before you, O Lord. All my joy and the pain, I'm making them yours. Oh, Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I'm being through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. And Lord, I offer you my life.
Let's take the chorus again. Lord, I offer my life to you.
Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through,
use it, Lord.
Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice.
A second verse that says things in the past,
things in the past,
things yet unseen,
things yet unseen,
wishes and dreams that are yet to come true.
Oh,
all of my hopes,
all of my plans,
all of my plans,
my heart and my hands, to you.
To you.
Let's do it again. Things in the past,
things in the past,
things yet unseen,
things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come.
I'm sure you have a few of those.
All of my hopes
and all of my plans,
all of my plans,
my hands and my hands,
my hands,
I lift her to you,
holy
to you. Oh,
Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through,
use it for your glory.
Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you.
Oh yes,
as a pleasing sacrifice.
Lord, I offer you my life.
Lord, I offer you my life.
Sing it again. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lord, I offer.
Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through,
use it for your glory, Lord.
Lord,
yes, and Lord,
I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you.
Oh yes,
as a pleasing sacrifice.
I think that it's another very good prayer that we ought to pray. Amen. And tonight, let's just spend a little time praying concerning God's plans and purposes for our lives. You are familiar with Jeremiah 29:11, where God gave a prophetic word for the people of Israel, and he said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." If you look at it from the New Living Translation, it puts it slightly differently, but it means the same thing. And here, instead of thoughts, we have the word plans. So it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Does that fill your heart with a lot of comfort and assurance? I don't know about you, but anytime I read the scripture, I appropriate it for myself, and I believe that the God I serve is actually thinking about me, and he has good plans for me. He's not out to hurt me. He's not out to harm me or destroy me, but his intention is to give me a future and a hope. Hallelujah. So we want to pray that as the year ends and as we launch out into the new year 2026, God's plans and purposes for our lives will be fulfilled. I think that you can trust more in God's plans and purposes for you than you can trust in your own plans and purposes for your life. Should I say it again? I said you can trust more. If you're going to bet, it will be wise for you to bet in favor of God's plans and purposes for your life than to bet in favor of your own plans and purposes for yourself. Now, why do I say that? Because whatever plans you have for yourself are based on what you know and your perception of life. But the truth is that you don't know a lot of things. You don't know the future. You don't know what awaits you next week, next month, the year after. You have no idea. So you are planning for your life from a place of ignorance. There are so many things you don't know. But if God has plans and purposes for you, understand that God is omniscient. That means that he's all-knowing. He knows the end from the beginning. He is actually the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There are things that we experience in life which surprise us. Sometimes we are shocked by the experiences we go through. But I want you to understand that there is nothing that happens to you that God is not aware of way in advance, even before it happens. So what am I saying to us, ladies and gentlemen? That we can trust and depend more on God's plans and purposes for us. And so as the year ends, and as we move into the following year, we want to trust God. We want to pray and commit our lives to him. We want to surrender to him and tell him that, Lord, let your plans and your purposes for our lives be accomplished. In Psalms 143, no, let's move to this other one. Let's read Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. In fact, let's start from Proverbs 16, verse 3. Proverbs 16, verse 3 from the NIV Bible. Proverbs 16, verse 3. It says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." The New Living Translation says, "Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed." All right? Now, I want us to pray at this time and ask that the Lord should cause everything that we do in the coming year to prosper. That he should bless the work of our hands. He should guide and direct all that we do, so that anything we set out to accomplish, particularly in the coming year, will prosper and be successful. We want to pray that His blueprint for our lives should be what we will follow. And whenever a building is being put up by professionals, they don't just start laying blocks and adding mortar, fixing iron rods and all of that. There's usually a drawing, what we call the blueprint, that they follow. That is what shows them, you should fix this here, fix that here. This is the size of blocks you should use. This is the size of iron rods you should use. This is the thickness of the concrete you should cast. This is the quality of cement that you should use. So there's a blueprint that guides everything that they are doing. And we want to get to the place where it is God's blueprint for our lives that we are following. So we are praying and asking the Lord that may all the works of our hands prosper according to His divine blueprint for our lives. Hallelujah. We want to pray at this time. You can rise to your feet and lift up your voice and let's begin to pray at this time. Lift up your voices and let's pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise. We bless your name. We are grateful to you, Father, for how far you have brought us. Thank you, Father, for seeing us through the whole year, that in just some 3 or 4 weeks, the year 2025 will come to a close and a new year is dawning on us, the year 2026. And Father, tonight we are praying, asking that let your plans and your purposes for our lives be accomplished and be fulfilled. Your word has made it clear to us that we should commit to you everything that we do and that you will establish our plans. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, let all our plans, Lord, all our purposes line up with your divine blueprints for our destinies in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the work of our hands prosper according to your divine blueprint, according to your plans and purposes for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver us from going on a path that will be contrary to what you want to do for us. We trust in you, Lord. We trust in your will for us. We trust in your plans for us. We trust in your purposes for us. We believe more in your plans and purposes for us than we believe in what we will for ourselves. We are limited in what we see, our understanding and our perception of things. That is why we choose to depend and rely on you. Father, let your will for our lives be done. Let your plans and your purposes for us be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that we set out to do this year, every action, every work that we do, let it line up with that divine blueprint that you have drawn up for our destinies in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let your will be done, O God, in our lives. We recognize that your will contains your plans and your purposes for us. So as we pray that your will should be done, we are also praying that your plans and your intentions for us should be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Guide and direct our course in the name of Jesus. And let everything that we set out to do, all our actions, all our moves, all our intentions, let them line up with your plans and your purposes, your divine blueprint for our lives and for our destinies in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that the plans that you have for us are not plans of evil, but of peace to bring us to the expected end. Father, may we flow in line with those plans. Help us to flow in line with those purposes. Let everything that we do be in tandem with your plans and purposes for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yarabade
Yarabari mene me kushata yada baba lema somodi ababa dede yaba de yaba ba yaba ba yaba ba yaba de be. Do it, Lord. Let your will be done. Do it, Lord. Let your will be done. Not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. Not my plans, Lord, but let your plans be accomplished. Lord, not my purposes, but let your purposes be fulfilled concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning this church, concerning every member, every friend, every partner, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fulfill your plans and purposes for our lives, and let all that we do line up with them in the name of Jesus. We refuse to follow our own minds and follow our own ideas, knowing, oh God, that there are a lot of limitations that we will face whenever we do that. But instead, Lord, we choose to follow your plans and your purposes. We choose to yield to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And wherever there's a struggle to yield, let your Holy Spirit take over and strengthen us. May your Holy Spirit strengthen us with might in our inner persons, so that we will operate within the confines of your will, within the limitations of your plans and your purposes for us, in the name of Jesus. Rabakote ala marebe, vode abalebe zemede, yarabalebe zemede, yarabalebe zemede, oababaya baba yaba zemede, oababaya baba yaba zemede, yababaya baba zemede abalebe, yarabalebe zemede, oababaya baba yaba nerebe, oababaya baba yaba yaba zemede. Yarabade bebe semene alabate yarabade. Yarabade bebe semene ababa semene abade. Rakata yarabala bashomo de ababa le bebe se. Ere abale bebe semene abale ababa yamare. Rakata yarabade bebe semene ababa ababate yarababa yamarode. Yarababa semene abade. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Now may I remind you that we are in the season of prayer and fasting. It's our end of year prayer and fasting rendezvous. And it's our culture as a church that we have an extended time of prayer and fasting at the beginning of the year. Then in the middle of the year, we have another such time. And then at the end of the year, we also spend time to wait on God. So that's the season we find ourselves in, and that's why we are praying tonight. Exodus 23 verse 20, we are still praying concerning the plans and purposes of God for our lives. And in Exodus chapter 23:2-3, Exodus 23 verse 20, Exodus 23 verse 20. Is somebody, anyway, no problem. It says, see, and this is God speaking to Moses, and it's a message for the people of Israel. He said, see, I am sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey and lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you. I read it again. See, I am sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey and lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you. Hallelujah. Tonight we want to pray that God will send his angel ahead of us as we go through the rest of the year and as we enter into the new year 2026. God should send his angel ahead of us to guide us, to direct us, and to protect us. There is a place that God has prepared for us. It is part of his plans for us, part of his purposes for us. So notice what he said to them, and he will lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you. So God's plans have a place prepared for us. There is a place we are supposed to get to in the coming days and in the coming year. So we want to pray that the angel of the Lord will be with us to protect us and guide us. And we want to pray that God should bring us into every prepared blessing, every prepared opportunity, and every prepared assignment that he has for us. It has to do with his plans and purposes for our lives. Hallelujah. So we are praying that his angel will go ahead of us as we round up the year 2025, that the angel will be with us as we enter 2026, and that that angel will guide us and will protect us and lead us, of course, through the Holy Spirit also, to every place that God has prepared for us in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to pray that we will not end up at any wrong place in the days to come, that we will not end up at any wrong destination. You know, sometimes you are going somewhere and you can get lost, and before you realize, you are somewhere that you never intended to be. I saw a video of a guy, I think it was on a bicycle, and he was using the Google map to go to his destination. Before he realized, he was in the middle of the sea. Do you see? Obviously, that was not where he wanted to go to. And we don't want to end up in any wrong place. We don't want to end up in any bad place. And that is why we are praying tonight also, that, oh God, concerning your plans and purposes for us, let your angel, let your spirit be with us. Let him guide us. Let them direct us. Let them protect us. Let them shield us and order our steps and bring us to every intended place that you have prepared for us. Would you lift up your voices right now and pray in Jesus' mighty name? Shall we pray? Kaya malo kalaba sebele krota kadaba kashibi amorebe amarebe rea kotaya rabalebe semedi abalabate araba rebebe te araba balaba somode abarebere yere ababa ababa semede abodebe raya kataya rababa lama shobode ababa yamato yaraba dededebe. Thank you, Father, for your word that says to us that, see, I am sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey and lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you. Father, we recognize that we are on a journey into the end of the year, a journey into a new year. We pray in the name of Jesus, send your angel ahead of us. Guide and direct our steps by your spirit. Protect and shield us from evil, from mistakes, from wrong moves, from wrong judgments, and lead us, bring us to that very place that you have prepared for us. Lead us safely to the place that you prepared for us. Your plans and purposes for us is to bring us to a good place. It is not to bring us to a bad place, but to bring us to a good place. So we pray, Father, lead us, guide us, Lord, direct our steps as we journey on in life, and bring us to that good place. We pray, oh God, that for the rest of the year and during the next year, may you bring us into every prepared blessing. Any blessing that you planned for us, any blessing that you prepared for us, bring us into that blessing before the year will end and before we enter into the new year. Every blessing that you prepared for us for the year 2026, bring us into that blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that before the year will end and all through the year 2026, bring us to every prepared opportunity that you have set for us. We believe, oh God, that your plans and purposes for us include certain good opportunities that you will bring our way. When those opportunities come, oh God, may we not miss them. Lead us, Lord. Guide us, Lord. Direct us, Lord, into every prepared opportunity. Thank you, Father, for job opportunities. Thank you for financial opportunities. Thank you for business opportunities. Thank you for wonderful ideas, creative ideas that you have planned for us. As we go through the year, as we step into the new year, bring us into these planned opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus. We recognize, oh God, that your plans and purposes for us include certain assignments. There are things that we are supposed to do. There are things that we are supposed to accomplish. There are things that we are supposed to achieve in the coming year and before the year will end. Oh God, we pray through your angel, through your spirit, lead us and bring us to that place where every assignment that you have prepared for us, we will accomplish them. In the name of Jesus.
Reba kote araba zemere. Yaraba de bebe zemere. Yaba 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 ba zemere. Rabro kote yaba 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 debe. Yaraba ba zemere yaba debe. Reto yakata yaraba do. Yaraba lo mushobole abarebe. Karakraka site araba de. Yebe raba lo musimere yaba debe. Ye abado yaba debe. Ere yaba la baba lo musimere yaba de. Yana bale bote yana bale boshe bezebe. Yana bale bede yabale bede. Ebede ababa yama zemede. Ede kato yana bale baba zemede. Ababa yabade dede yabade yabade. Let your angel go before us. Let your spirit guide and direct our steps. Lead us on as we journey. Lead us on and bring us safely to the place that you prepared for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Reko tayara bale bezebede. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying concerning God's plans and purposes for us. In Revelation 3 verse 8, the Bible says, I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. That is what I want us to focus on. God is saying that I have opened a door for you that no one can close. One of the credentials of God is that when he opens a door, no one can shut it. And when he shuts a door, no one can open it. Now, the Bible is saying here that he's opened a door that no one can close. We want to pray concerning God's plans and purposes for us, that for the rest of the year and for all of 2026, God should open to us doors of blessings, amen? Doors of favor, amen? Doors of prosperity, amen? Doors of progress, amen? Doors of impact, amen? And doors of destiny connections. Hallelujah. Do you know that if you're going to do well in life, there are certain connections that you must have. And there are certain connections that God himself should create for you or set up for you. Look, a lot of things in this life have to do with connections, though, whether you like it or not. So there are things called destiny connections. There are people called destiny helpers. These are like people that God himself has raised to help you fulfill your destiny, to help you get to where he wants you to get to. So we are praying that God should open to us doors of blessings, doors of favor, doors of prosperity, doors of progress, doors of impact, and doors that will lead to the destiny connections that we need. Remember, he says, I have opened a door for you that no one can close. I want you to pray that where God's plans and purposes are concerned, all the doors that must open unto you should open in Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, that when you open a door, no one can shut it. Thank you for the assurance we have in your word. Thank you, Father, for the doors that you are prepared to open unto us. We believe that in line with your plans and purposes for us, there are certain doors that you are going to open unto us. Today we pray, every door that must be opened, let it be opened. May the doors of blessings be opened. May the doors of favor be opened. May the doors of prosperity be opened. May the doors of progress be opened. May the doors of impact be opened. May the doors that will lead to the right destiny connections be opened. In the mighty name of Jesus, open doors unto your people. Open doors unto this church. Open doors unto the members of this church. Open doors unto the partners and friends of this ministry. Open doors unto your people. We know, oh God, that when you open the door, no one can shut it. We pray in the name of Jesus for open doors. Let the end of the year see many doors that have been shut for a long time opening unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let 2026 be a year of open doors as well. any door that we expected to see open, but which did not open, if it is indeed your will for us, may in the coming year all those doors open. Doors unto marriage, doors unto major job breakthroughs, doors unto good health, doors unto financial blessing, doors unto spirituality. Open those doors unto us, doors into maturity, doors into great things in the kingdom of God. Let the doors open, Lord. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Any door that needs to open for us to do well, oh God, let that door open. Any door that needs to open for us to progress in life, let that door open. Any door that needs to open for advancement to come into our lives, let that door open. Any door that needs to open for us to enjoy the goodness of the Lord, let that door open. Any door that must open for us to experience well-being, let that door be open. In the mighty name of Jesus, open the door, oh God. You are the way maker. Make a way for your people. Open the door to blessings, the door to prosperity, the door to progress, the door to favor. Open those doors unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians 1, verse 6. It says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day Christ Jesus returns." The God you serve, anything that he sets out to do, he finishes it. Tonight we want to pray and ask the Lord that may nothing he has begun in our lives be aborted. You want to pray that for everything God is doing in our lives, there will be divine completion and fulfillment. Hallelujah. So what is it that God has started? What is it that God is doing in your life? Whatever needs to be finished before 2025 will end, may it be finished. Whatever God has destined for you in 2026, whatever he starts doing with you, may he complete it and bring it into fulfillment. So we are praying concerning the plans and purposes for us, that may nothing he begins in our lives be aborted, that in everything that he's doing, there will be divine completion and fulfillment. Hallelujah. You will never suffer the reproach of starting something and not finishing it. May God deliver us from shame and ridicule because we set out to do something and we were never able to finish it. You set out to marry, you will marry. You set out to build a house, you will build that house. You set out to gain, to advance in your education, you will complete it. There are people who start things and they don't finish it. And it comes with a lot of reproach. But we are praying in the name of Jesus for divine completion and fulfillment. That everything that he's doing in our lives, may he bring it to completion and may he bring it into fulfillment. Lift up your voices and pray right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the assurance that we have that you who begins a good work in us, it's faithful to continue to complete it. Thank you that you will continue your work until it is finally finished.
Tonight we pray that may nothing that you have begun in our lives be aborted. Everything that you are doing, everything that you've set out to do, according to your plans for us, according to your purposes for us, bring into divine completion, bring into fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Save us from ridicule. Save us from reproach. That comes when we set out to do things and we are not able to progress or advance in it. We pray in the name of Jesus that before the year 2025 will end, may everything that must be completed be completed. May everything that must be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. As you usher us into 2026, we know, oh God, that you are going to start things with us. We know, oh God, that your plans for us and your purposes for us is going to lead us to start certain things. We are going to start businesses. We are going to start new jobs. We are going to start new projects. We are going to start new agendas. I pray in the name of Jesus that everything that you start with us in the coming year, may you bring to completion. May you bring it into fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, la kamo lebe lebe yo basebere. Re abala baba zomo debe. Re abala bala bashoda kata ya rabale mese. Ya rabala baba toya la baba la baba debe. Ya baba ya baba ya baba ya baba debe. Oh baba ya baba debe. Oh baba ya baba semere ya baba ya baba debe. Oh baba ya baba semere ya baba debe. Ya baba baba semere ya baba ya baba debe. Oh baba ya baba ya baba debe. Ya baba semere ya baba lo bade ya. Oh, thank you, Father, that faithful is he who has called us, who also will do it. Oh God, let there be completion, let there be fulfillment of all your plans, of all your purposes, of all your designs, of all your intentions concerning us. May they be completed. May they be fulfilled. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that you've started in us, bring to a completion. Any project that you've embarked on where our lives are concerned, bring it to completion. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the new year, may all that we start, all that you start with us, may it come into completion and fulfillment. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yene bale besemere, rokata ya la balo mosemere, e abare besemere ya bala bato ya la mare, ya la balo mosemere ya baba ya bade ya baba ya bade ya bade de de be. Your plans and purposes for our families, for our jobs, for our health, for our businesses, for our finances, bring it to completion, bring it to fulfillment. Your plans and purposes concerning this church, concerning your people. Bring all those plans and purposes into completion, into fulfillment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rabade ababa ya baba ya baba ya baba ya babe. Oh ababa ya baba ya baba ya baba ya baba ya baba. Oh ababa ya baba ya baba ya baba ya babe. Rabado bakate ya babaze. Ere abale besemere. Ere abale bebete ya abale besemerebe. Ya baba bote ya abale balo bushere. Rakata ya rabado bosemere. Yara balebete, yara balebase, yara balabato, yara bakote, yara baba baya madebere, oh baba ya baba ya baba ya bade, yara balaba masumudia, rata yara balabashi, rote yara koti yareri, lele aburo baba zemere, yara baba ya baba ya baba ya badebe, rebebete ya baba dede, raba baya baba ya badebe, ude akaba baya badebe, oh baba ya baba ya bade. Ede alababa se, rate alaba no bodiade, rakote alababa se mede alaba ya badenerebe. Complete every good work that you've started in us. Finish every good work that you've started in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Our last prayer, Proverbs 19 verse 21. Proverbs 19 verse 21. It says, you can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. Or the Lord's plans and intentions will prevail. Now, this is something we must constantly remind ourselves of. That ultimately, it is what God has planned and purposed, His counsel, that's what will be done. You can have all kinds of fanciful ideas for yourself. You can draw up all kinds of beautiful plans for yourself. But always remember that it is the counsel of the Lord that is what will stand. Tonight, as we close, we want to pray that any wrong plan, any wrong association, any wrong path that can sabotage God's purposes for us, the Lord should override them all. Do you understand the prayer topic? Yeah. Because it is the purposes of the Lord that will prevail, what it means is that we are better off if we just align with God's purposes and plans for us. So we are praying that if there is any plan we have, any move we are making, any association we are entering into, or any wrong path we are following, that will affect God's purposes for us. That will sabotage it. That will destroy what God wants to do with us. We are praying that God Himself should override all of those things, so that at the end of the day, we will only be on the course that will lead to the fulfillment of God's plans and purposes for our lives. Let us pray finally. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the revelation that we have in your word. The revelation that we can have many beautiful plans. We can have many different things that we want to do in our lives. But it is your purposes that will prevail. It is your counsel that will stand. It is therefore our wisdom to align with your plans, to align with your purposes, to align with your counsel for us. Tonight, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus. If we have any plans of our own, if we are following somebody's plan for our lives, if we are in any wrong kind of association, if we are walking on any wrong path, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring us out of those things. Override all those wrong plans, wrong association, and wrong path. And bring us back in line. Bring us back onto the path that would ensure that your plans and purposes are fulfilled. Anything that we would do that will sabotage your purposes for us, deliver us from it. Every wrong move, every wrong plan, every wrong association that we've entangled ourselves in, Father, deliver us from each of them and bring us back to the right path. Take us up the road that seems right unto us, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Lift us, transport us, carry us, move us from that road and place us on the right path in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, may we not, by our wrong planning, by our wrong associations, by walking on the wrong path, mess up your plans for us, your purposes for us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we recognize that in all that you want to do in our lives, you need us to cooperate with you. You need us to line up with you. We pray in the name of Jesus, bring us back in line. Override every wrong path, every wrong association, every wrong plan, every wrong move. Override them all in the name of Jesus. Let your purposes prevail. Let your purposes prevail. Let your plans prevail. Where our lives are concerned, let your plans prevail. Let your purposes be established in the mighty name of Jesus. We submit all our plans, all our intentions unto you. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you would take them. And anyone, any plan that we have that is contrary to your own intentions for us, may that plan be scrambled. May that plan be taken out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. Somebody begin to thank the Lord tonight for answered prayer. Thank the Lord that He's heard our prayer. We prayed
that God's plans and purposes for us will be fulfilled, will be accomplished. And I believe that He has heard our prayer. Thank Him. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord that it will be well with you, that it will be well with your family, that it will be well with your children, that you will enjoy the favor of the Lord, that you will enjoy the goodness of the Lord, that you will get to the very place that the Lord has prepared for you. Where you ought to be before the year will end, God will bring you there. Where you ought to get to as we move into the new year, God will carry you there in the name of Jesus. Nothing but His plans, nothing but His purposes concerning your life will be fulfilled and accomplished. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name, and all shall say amen. Clap your hands and celebrate the goodness of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.